Mysteries in Space. Sometimes when you get a new, more powerful instrument, it can change theories, even those which have been around for a long time. One of the most recent theories about how the universe was formed is the Big Bang Theory. Many scientists thought they had finally hit upon how the universe was created. There has been a burning desire to figure this out forever, but in the 20th and 21st centuries that desire has become even more fervent. Today there are several different theories, but the most accepted one is the Big Bang Theory, which states a point started in space which became so hot and dense it exploded and blew out material which kept expanding. Scientists also claim there is still background radiation from that explosion, which was estimated to have taken place 13.8 billion years ago. There are also other theories, though not as popular as the Big Bang. They have their followers. Another theory is the oscillating universe theory. It is similar to the Big Bang in some ways, but combines it with the slowing of the expansion to the point everything starts to fall back to the starting point and then explode again. The black hole mirage theory states the universe was formed by the debris from a four-dimensional black hole. Sometimes it looks like scientists have to invent things which there is no proof of to make their theories work. The plasma universe theory states electricity is far more responsible for the formation of the universe than most suspect. It goes on to say gravity is not as important as first thought. With that electrical force, plasma is also helping to shape the universe. In all honesty, it seems electricity is involved with life and we are electrical beings, so we could have underestimated the power of it in the universe. Scientists have claimed to find problems with this theory, but also with all the theories. One big problem is dark matter has to be figured in for it to work. The last one I want to mention, although there are more, is the steady-state universe theory. It states as matter is expanding away from us, more is being created to fill in the gaps. Why do I bring all this up? The reason is the Webb telescope has seen things which are giving scientists ideas the Big Bang is wrong. It is being said the latest round of photos from the Webb telescope are showing things which have astounded scientists and made at least some of them believe the Big Bang theory of the universe is wrong and maybe it never happened. Scientists do not like to suddenly find out things they may have believed their entire careers are in error. The older galaxies in some of the Webb photos do not look as they were predicted to look if the Big Bang theory was correct. One scientific paper was put out with the title Panic. One thing humans do not like to think about is something being eternal. This means they believe the universe had to be created somehow and could not have always been there. Our brains are not wired to easily accept the fact something always was and always will be. This is why some people do not believe in God. They are asking us to accept this on faith. Could it be we will never find out how the universe was created, no matter how hard we try? That is always a possibility. Not only are scientists baffled by what some of the Webb telescope photos show, such as old galaxies which look far too good for their age, but there are other mysteries in space which vex them. Some of these mysteries are very close to home, for example. One of them is how did the moon get here? There are all sorts of theories about this. One states it was part of the early Earth and was blown out. Another states it was captured into orbit as it was flying by. A very radical one, not believed by scientists, but by some UFO investigators is, it is a hollow spaceship and was towed here and you can still see the anchor points. There is a controversial theory about a planet existing in the Oort cloud, a group of asteroids beyond the planets in our solar system. Originally the idea was ridiculed, and while some scientists today do not believe it, there are some indications it could exist. Some astronomers believe it is a giant planet and its gravity is affecting other objects in the Oort cloud. If this planet is found out to exist, could there be others even further out? We have found moons which are heated by interaction from the planet they go around and suspect some rogue planets, those that are traveling through space might have internal heat. If this is the case, could they have life? When scientists observed the giant planet Uranus, they noted something strange about it. They noticed it was spinning on its side. This created a mystery, but some have guessed it must have been hit by a big body that knocked it over. They really do not know, but are guessing what hit Uranus was an Earth-sized planet. Could it have been our Earth coming from somewhere else and landing up in an orbit around the Sun in a perfect spot? Some think the Earth is far older than predicted, and if this is true, perhaps it would give us more reason to think this, but maybe it was Venus or somebody which just passed through or crashed into the Sun eventually. Another mystery is quantum entanglement. That is the process where one particle, no matter how far away, can affect another instantly. This presents a big problem for scientists. Einstein stated we could never travel faster than the speed of light, but how is one particle affecting another which could be at the end of the universe as we know it? If it was sending out waves, they would have to be traveling billions of times faster than light. This is a great mystery. This seems to be one of the greatest mysteries of our time. Another mystery in space is known as the space roar. When NASA built the Absolute Radiometer for Cosmology, Astrophysics and Diffuse Emission known as ARCADE, it not only detected radio waves but a loud sound which was totally unexpected. The cause of the sound is a great mystery, and scientists are very puzzled over it.